Officials from the Ministry of Trade, Industry, Commerce and the National Bureau of Standards says they have confiscated 2.5 tons of expired goods sold by traders in Torit, Magui and Nimuli. Louis Lobong-Lojore, governor of Eastern Equatoria State, appeals to government agencies to impose sanctions on traders who continue to sell expired goods.
Because of economic crisis or because of greediness of having to get more wealth at the expenses of the life of the people while you are selling such kind of things. To your own people, to your clients, whom you expect them to be healthy to continue to come and buy your goods. And if you destroy them, who will come and buy your goods? Now, I would like to direct the Ministry of Trade, the National Bureau of Standards, and all the security organs to have a record of this kind of individuals. And I want to say it from now onward, the first time these individuals are given a warning and they are recorded. The second time, they are punished. And the third time, this person, the licenses are withdrawn and should not operate again in Eastern Equatoria.
Stephen Ihudi Oduho, Director General of State Ministry of Trade and Industry, encourages Eastern Equatoria State residents to check the expiry dates of products to avoid possible health problems from old goods.
We have already in the law, in the ministry policy, and also the harmonized tax of the state, expired goods are stipulated there. If you are caught with the expired goods, you penalize. If you are caught with the goods which are underweight, you are penalized. You got with the things without proper standards, you are fine. All the things are stipulated there and it's been passed by the Equatorial State Legislative Assembly.
Okane Cecilio Marcello, Executive Director of Commerce and Trade in Eastern Equatorial State, says the agency will make prompt checks to ensure traders selling standard goods to their customers across the state.
Whenever you find that it is expired, please inform. Sometimes Kanjali go expired and you have not reported. It also causes another damage to the businesses. Sometimes you will be asked to pay some fines. They have to know that whatever which is expired in the shop is not required again to be sold to a citizen. And we need to ensure that our communities, our citizens got a quality food.
Baluku Robert Buhezi sells beverages at shop in Torit. He says many traders face a problem of fluctuating prices for goods. That means some items do not get sold and left to expire in the shops.
Sodas got expired due to price fluctuation. It has been a huge blow to the people or businessmen in Torit. There was nothing to do beside throwing them, and throwing them doesn't bring a profit. These are all losses, and this is due to the price which has hindered every business, especially those who have beverages which get expired in time, like a soda. So you have brought a soda, it has spent like 3 months, all of the customers you're having are taking in less quantity, and you brought in huge quantity. So when it comes to that, you'll find that you'll have your sodas until it hits its expiry dates.
South Sudan exports crude oil and gum arabic. The country imports most consumer goods, including many foodstuffs from neighboring countries of Uganda, Kenya, and Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Eastern Equatorial State Capital, Torit.